So I want to welcome you again this morning as we are beginning our new sermon series entitled Message at the Movies. And in this series, we are going to be using some contemporary movies to help illustrate what are some timeless biblical truths. And today we'll be looking at Beauty and the Beast. And as I mentioned earlier, next week we'll move on to Finding Dory. So I'm having fun with this series, and I hope you will enjoy it as much as I am enjoying it as well. So will you take a minute and pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said. So as I said, the movie that we're looking at today is Beauty and the Beast. It is a story that has been around since probably the 1700s. It's a fairy tale that has a very long history. It's been made into movies several times. The most recent iteration of the movies came out this past March, and it's very similar to the animated version that came out in 1991, but this one uses live characters. And it's kind of a fun movie to watch, a fun movie to see. And the movie begins with a young prince being transformed into a beast. And this is how the dialogue goes. Once upon a time in a faraway land, a young prince lived in a shining castle. Although he had everything his heart desired, the prince was spoiled, selfish, and unkind. But then one winter's night, an old beggar woman came to the castle and offered him a single rose in return for shelter from the bitter cold. Repulsed by her haggard appearance, the prince sneered at the gift and turned the old woman away. But she warned him not to be deceived by appearances, for beauty is found within. When he dismissed her again, the old woman's ugliness melted away to reveal a beautiful enchantress. The prince tried to apologize, but it was too late, for she had seen that there was no love in his heart. And as punishment, she transformed him into a hideous beast and placed a powerful spell on the castle and all who lived within it. Ashamed of his monstrous form, the beast concealed himself inside his castle with a magic mirror as his only window to the outside world. The rose she had offered was truly an enchanted rose, which would bloom for many years if he could learn to love another and earn that love in return by the time the last petal fell. Then the spell would be broken. If not, he would be doomed to remain a beast for all time. As the years passed, he fell into despair and lost all hope, for who could ever learn to love a beast? I have a video clip that kind of summarizes the plot of the rest of the movie, but because Belle did such a beautiful job up here sort of telling the story about what happened, Andrew, we're just going to skip over the video clip and keep on moving on. So when the prince was transformed into the beast, he was transformed so that his outward appearance matched his heart, his inward being. And I think one of the lessons that Beauty and the Beast provides for me is a reminder that we all have the potential to be like beast, right? Some would refer to it as original sin. Some would refer to it as the fallen nature of humanity, but we have the ability to be pretty ugly with one another, don't we? We have the ability to be cruel. We have the ability to be unkind. We have the ability to inflict great hurt on one another. We have the ability to have our insides be as ugly as beast's outside was. That's the first thing that I take away from the story of Beauty and the Beast. But the second thing that I take away from that story is the reminder that we can be transformed from that ugliness. But what causes transformation are acts of love. In the scripture lesson that Jenny read for us, the story from Acts, we hear the tale of Saul, who was beast-like in his behavior, right? He was rounding up followers of the way. He was rounding up those who followed Jesus. And he was arresting them and having people executed. He was breathing murder and fire. And then as he's on his way to Damascus, he hears this voice and he is struck down. And Jesus speaks to him and says, "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And when the vision ends, he can no longer see. And so his companions lead him by the hand to a home in Damascus, where he is there for several days. And during this time, he is praying for deliverance. And God comes to a man named Ananias. And Ananias is told by Jesus that you are to go to Saul's house and you are to lay your hands upon him so that his sight might be restored. If I were Ananias, you know what I would have said? No thanks. You can find somebody else for this job. Because this is the guy who's been rounding up people like me to have us killed. But Ananias listens to what the Lord tells him to do. And he goes to the house and he places his hands upon Saul's eyes. And the scales fall away and Saul's vision is restored. And I truly believe that it was not just the voice of Jesus that caused Saul's transformation, but it was that act of love that was executed by Ananias that led to Saul's transformation. Our hearts and lives are changed and transformed when we experience acts of love. In the story Beauty and the Beast, it is an act of love that causes Belle's heart to begin to change and be transformed. You remember she was sitting here talking to us about how the wolves attacked her as she was running away from the castle. And then what did Beast do? He saved her, right? That's what she said. And it was because of that that she turned around and she didn't run away, but she went back to the castle to care for him. It was his act of love that changed her heart. And it was her acts of love, caring for him and nursing him, that changed his heart. So that eventually he was transformed into the prince that was always underneath that fur, right? It is acts of love that cause us to be changed and transformed. And I honestly think that's really the only thing that changes and transforms our hearts and lives. I know I've shared this story before, but it seemed very fitting to the message of Beauty and the Beast about the importance of acts of love to transform things. The story took place in 1991 in Lincoln, Nebraska. And there was a rabbi who had moved into a synagogue there. His name was Michael Weiser. And shortly after he and his family, he and his wife and three of their five children moved into their new home, they started receiving threatening phone calls. And the phone calls said things like, "Hey, Jew boy, you shouldn't be living here." Or things like, "Your family better get out of town if you know what's good for you." The calls were coming from a man whose name was Larry Trapp. Larry Trapp was the grand dragon of the Ku Klux Klan in Lincoln, Nebraska. And he, at 42, was almost completely blind, and he was confined to a wheelchair because he had diabetes. And the diabetes was so bad that he actually had had both of his legs amputated. And he continued to make harassing phone calls, and then he started sending things in the mail, threatening letters, hate letters. And Michael Weiser started making phone calls of his own. He found Larry Trapp's number, and once a week, he would call Larry Trapp. And Larry didn't pick up the phone, but Michael Weiser, the rabbi, would leave a message on the answering machine. And it would be things like, "There is so much love out here, and it seems like you are not experiencing any of it. I'm praying for you." And he did that week after week after week. And finally, one day, Larry actually picked up the phone. And Michael was prepared for his voice because Michael's wife, you always listen to your wife, right? Michael's wife had told him, if he ever answers the phone, you need to offer to do something kind. And so when Larry picked up the phone, Michael said, hey, Larry, I understand that you are disabled, and I thought you might need some help getting to the grocery store. He didn't take him up on the offer, but Michael's phone calls continued. And then finally, late one night, Larry called Michael, and he said to him these words. I want to get out of what I'm doing, and I don't know how. So Michael and his wife drove to Larry's house, and they sat and visited with him for many hours. And as they talked, they began to develop a friendship. And as Larry's health deteriorated, they invited him to come live with them. And he moved into a bedroom in their home, and they actually provided hospice care for him as his health continued to decline. Eventually, Larry left the Klan. He converted to Judaism and joined Michael's synagogue. You know what caused that transformation, right? It was the act of love. We all have the capacity to be ugly on the inside, just as Beast was ugly on the outside. But we also have the capacity to have our lives transformed and to help transform the lives of others as we share and experience acts of love. May God help us do just that. Will you pray with me, please? Holy God, we give you thanks and praise for your Son and our Savior who committed the ultimate act of love so that our hearts and lives might be transformed. Help us share acts of love with others. In Jesus' name, amen.